timber-framed house about 15 miles northeast of Grand Rapids on Clearwater Lake turned out to be a hothouse for a young boy who loved music. This week, I'm talking to Sam Miltich, a talented musician from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Yeah, so we had our little spot up in the woods and kind of had a hobby farm and had a couple teams of draft horses at different points and rural existence that we had. No central heat in the house, just a wood stove. And it was, you know, I guess I got to a point in my 20s where I realized that I was living in like a Russian novel or something. I was in some Tolstoy-esque universe here on the west end of the Iron Range. So
the Miltich family is large and has deep musical roots.
The whole Miltich family, there was 10 children in my dad's family, 10 in his dad's family. And all of them were very musical. Everyone played an instrument, everybody sang. And so, yeah, for me, it was just the fabric of everyday life. I was interested in Delta blues, I was interested in jazz. But jazz, like when I was 4, I threw a temper tantrum, I guess, is the story, because I wanted to get piano lessons, and they said I was too little because I wanted to play like Duke Ellington and George Gershwin. One of my favorite pieces was Rhapsody in Blue.
I can't believe it when Sam says Rhapsody in Blue was one of his favorite records. It was my favorite record. I got it when I was just 12 and nearly wore the grooves off. Sam got his piano lessons and later picked up his dad's electric guitar. At Grand Rapids High School, he played the tuba. And then fate did one of its twisty turns.
When I was 13, we had a house fire and lost our original house. And my dad and I, we were staying in a cabin while the house was being renovated, you know. And we had a guitar and a banjo just to entertain ourselves. I just picked up the guitar because I wanted to play with my uncles, is what I wanted to do. I wanted to play with my Uncle Paul and Uncle Tony and Uncle Joe. And then by the time I hit 15, I had found Django Reinhardt's music. And that was it. It was on a guitar. It was jazz, but it had this European flavor, which really reminded me of the heritage on my dad's side, which is Croatian. So when I heard Django, it was like everything I loved wrapped up in one. And it was just like a revelation for me.
Sam's family had immigrated from Croatia several generations earlier. In fact, his great-grandparents, longing for their home country, returned by ship in 1921.
1921, getting on a steamer, and it took them a month to get across the Atlantic and, you know, through the Mediterranean Sea. And then they got there, and they showed up to my great-grandpa's village where he was born, and there was nothing there. They're dirt poor. I mean, there wasn't hardly enough soil to plant vegetables. And my dad says his dad would tell him stories about trapping sparrows and birds. And had they stayed, they would have lived through World War II in the Balkan Peninsula, which was a nightmare. But they wound up coming back to Virginia, Minnesota, and then spent the remainder of their lives there. And
you're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Sam Miltich, a musician from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Sam now lives in Grand Rapids with his wife, Katie Marshall, and their two boys, 3 and almost 6. In his early 20s, Sam was on the road, playing music and touring the world, until again, fate intervened.
When I was 22, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia and kind of didn't know if my career could continue as it did. It hit me like a freight train, and it was, more than anything, it was just a very terrifying experience because I didn't know what was happening to me, period. I knew something was going terribly wrong, but I didn't know what was going wrong or why. I was overcome by really paranoid and delusional thoughts. It was debilitating, and it basically sort of snatched away some years from my career and my life in terms of what I could accomplish at that point, but
Sam needed to get well, but he needed his music too. And with Katie's help, began to develop more local venues for playing.
So I kind of started to get well again, get back on my feet, and we just started doing a little regular Wednesday gig at the coffee house. You know, we love the coffee house. You can squeeze about 10 people in there, and people at 6 o'clock weren't interested in drinking coffee. They're interested in drinking something else. So we moved it down to the VFW, and we just started playing every Wednesday night, and it just became a thing. And now it's... people that I've worked with throughout the years in the Twin Cities that are jazz musicians, I asked them, would you be interested in doing this? And they said, yeah, I'd be interested in coming up. And so that's how it developed. It was a desire to be able to play in my hometown, which when I first started, I didn't really have that much opportunity. I had to go other places to play.
Sam's now composing some of his own music. I asked him to play some tunes. A big noisy cat wants to jam with us as he plays. When I hear him, there's something deep that I connect to. Something I can't quite explain, but it moves me. I like the phrase, everything happens for the best. Somehow it helps me get that we don't have control over everything, but that the path in front of us can sometimes be just the right path. Sam will do music no matter where he lives.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's intangible. I can't necessarily put my finger on what tugs at me here. I've been around the world. I've seen a lot of places. I've played as far as Tokyo and Japan. But my internal compass points north. You know, even in winter, one of our harshest seasons, you know, there's still this really intense beauty of, you know, you think about like what red osier dogwood looks like against snow as a backdrop, you know, or sort of the long shadows that you'll find in November in the afternoon. There's something so beautifully resilient when you look at a black spruce bog of these trees eking out a living, kind of like the people up here. We found a way to make a living in this countryside, and I love it.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.